الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، today inshallah ta'ala we will cover briefly and concisely one of the chapters of Kitab al-Tawheed by Shaykh al-Islam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah. And the chapter is باب ما جاء في الرياء, what has come concerning showing off. And under this chapter, the Shaykh, he mentions a number of evidences as we are accustomed to from the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala. The first proof that he mentioned is the saying of Allah the Most High, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Say, O Muhammad, I'm only a man like you to whom it has been revealed that your God is one God. And the completion of the verse, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرُجُّ لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. The verse from Surah Al-Kahf. So whoever would hope for the meeting with his Lord, then let him perform righteous deeds and not associate in the worship of his Lord anyone. And I will read from the summarized explanation of Al-Shaykh Al-Allama Salih Al-Fawzan for Kitab Al-Tawheed and select from it very briefly, inshallah ta'ala. Now, the reason why this chapter is mentioned in Kitab Al-Tawheed, munasabatu dhikri hadha al-bab fi Kitab Al-Tawheed, the chapter about Al-Riyah showing off, is because Al-Riyah harms and damages Al-Tawheed and it nullifies the action that showing off has occurred within. So therefore, it is befitting for the author to mention this chapter in Kitab Al-Tawheed. Naam, showing the understanding and insight of Shaykh al-Islam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah. As for this verse, then why did he mention this verse in this chapter? مناسبة الآية للباب, the relationship between the verse and this chapter, أن فيها الأمر بإخلاص العمل من الشرك. We find in this verse the command to purify the action from all forms of a shirk, الذي منه الرياء. And الرياء is a form of a shirk. So therefore, ما يستفاد من الآية, some of the benefits from the verse, أن أصل الدين هو إفراد الله بالعبادة. The foundation of the religion is to single out Allah Azza wa Jal with all worship. Likewise, أن الرياء شرك. A benefit is that showing off is shirk. وأن الشرك الواقع من المشركين هو الشرك في العبادة. Another benefit, the shirk that is practiced by the polytheists, it is associating partners with Allah in worship. Likewise, the last benefit, أنه لا يجوز أن يعبد مع الله أحد لا من الأصنام ولا من الأنبياء والصالحين ولا غيرهم. It is not allowed to worship anything along with Allah Azza wa Jal, whether idols, whether prophets, whether righteous people or anyone else. Naam. So that was the first proof, the verse from Surah Al-Kahf. The second proof that the Shaykh mentioned in this chapter, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه مرفوعا. Abu Huraira, he narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this hadith is a hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High, he said, أنا أغنى الشركاء يعني الشرك من عمل عملا أشرك معي فيه غيري تركته وشركه. رواه مسلم collected by Imam Muslim in الصحيح. Allah said, I am free from having any partners. If anyone performs an action in which he associates anyone else with me, I shall abandon him and his shirk. I shall abandon him and his shirk. The reason why, brothers and sisters, this hadith was mentioned in this chapter, أنه يدل على عدم قبول العمل الذي داخله رياء أو غيره من أنواع الشرك. Because it proves that Allah will not accept the action which is being corrupted by riya or other than it from the types of a shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the action that is done with sincerity and in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From the benefits of this hadith mentioned by Al-Shaykh Al-Fawzan, At-tahdhiru min ash-shirki bi jami'i ashkalihi. A warning against shirk in all of its forms and manifestations. Likewise, وَأَنُّهُ مَانِعٌ مِنْ قُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ. shirk prevents the action from being accepted. It is a prevention from the action being accepted, yes. Because Allah only accepts actions that are done for His sake alone. Tawheed. Secondly, wujubu ikhlasi al-amal lillahi min jami'i shawa'ib al-shirk. The obligation to perform actions sincerely for Allah, pure from any of the impurities of shirk. And we'll suffice with that, insha'Allah ta'ala. And I would advise the brothers and the sisters, try and memorize some of these evidences, insha'Allah ta'ala, one or two. Because no doubt, to memorize them and understand them correctly is beneficial knowledge to be implemented by us in our lives. The next proof that Shaykh al-Islam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah mentioned, and Abi Sa'id radiallahu an marfu'an. Abu Sa'id narrated again marfu'an from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِمَا هُوَ أَخْوَفُ عَلَيْكُمْ عِنْدِي مِنَ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. Shall I tell you what I fear for you more than the Dajjal? قَالُوا بَلَا. They said, certainly, O Messenger of Allah. قال الشرك الخفي. قال الشرك الخفي. يقوم الرجل فيصلي فيزين صلاته لما يرى من نظر رجل. رواه أحمد. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, shall I tell you what I fear for you more than the Dajjal? The companion said, yes, certainly, O Messenger of Allah. He said, it is hidden shirk. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained this. He said, يَقُومَ الرَّجُلْ فَيُصَلِّي. A man stands to pray, فَيُزَيِّنُ صَلَاتَهُ, and he beautifies his prayer on seeing someone looking at him. The relationship, brothers and sisters, between this hadith, naam, and this chapter, as mentioned by Al-Shaykh Al-Fawzan, مُنَاسَبَةُ ذِكْرِ الْحَدِيثِ فِي الْبَابِ أن فيه التحذير من الرياء وفيه تفسيره. There is a warning against showing off. نعم. There is a warning against showing off, and also an explanation of what الرياء is. An explanation of what الرياء is. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he explained الرياء, showing off, to be what? A person beautifying their act of worship because people are looking at them. والعياذ بالله. Desiring the praise of the people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from that. ما يستفاد من الحديث, some of the benefits from the hadith, as mentioned by Shaykh al-Fawzan, في الحديث شفقته صلى الله عليه وسلم على أمتي. In this hadith, we see an example of the compassion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم towards his nation, and him sincerely advising them. Secondly, أن الرياء أخوف على الصالحين من فتنة الدجال. That showing off is more feared for the righteous than the fitna of al-Dajjal. Number three, al-hadar min al-riya wa min al-shirki umuma. Being cautious and wary of showing off, and being cautious and wary of all forms of shirk generally. I'll close, brothers and sisters. This chapter, hafidhakum Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with beneficial knowledge. We see the danger of al-riya, showing off. We see the danger of a sum'ah, desiring fame. Let us implement what we learn and be very cautious and stay away from showing off, filming ourselves, praying, filming ourselves, making dua, filming ourselves, making hajj or umrah, filming ourselves doing any act of worship and then deliberately placing it on the internet, looking for the praise of the people or desiring fame, wal'iyadhu billah. As we see, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feared for us al-riya, showing off. And it's something that a person, every single one of us, has to purify our intention and fight off this temptation of desiring the praise and attention of the people. Because if a person performs acts of worship to be praised, that is a reason to be punished by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Likewise, the action will be null and void. It will be rejected. As we see in the verse, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the verse, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, he opened Kitab al-Tawheed with it. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And whoever hopes to meet his Lord, then let them perform righteous deeds. Righteous deeds are deeds that are done with sincerity, al-ikhlas, seeking the face of Allah alone, and also in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is emphasized. And do not associate in the worship of his Lord anyone. Do not associate in the worship of his Lord anyone. لا يرائي بعملي. They should not show off with their actions. And here, as mentioned by Sheikh al-Fawzan, أحداً نكرة في سياق النفي. This is an indefinite term. أحداً in the context of a negation. فتعم كل أحد كائن من كان. So therefore it's general. Do not associate anyone or anything in the worship of his Lord. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success. Naam, and brothers and sisters, do not forget the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from associating partners with you, and I know. And I seek your forgiveness for that which I do not know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our intentions and protect us all from ashirk, the major and the minor, that which is apparent and that which is hidden. وسبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.